to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. All week we've been teaching on the word restoration. We are teaching you and me, you and I and me. I've been teaching that we need to use the word restore when there's a lock in our life. When something that was there is missing, then we need to cry out for restoration. And yesterday we talked about why David cried out for God to restore the joy of his salvation, because he acknowledged that he has transgressed against God. And he acknowledged that he need a clean heart. He acknowledged that he need a right spirit. He has to know that something is now wrong with his heart. He comes to the place where he understands that something is wrong with his spirit that lead him to do things is that outside of the will of God. The will of God, the word of God, what God has commanded us. So when we get outside of the command of God's word for that directs and controls our life, then we must acknowledge that we're wrong. And when we acknowledge that we're wrong, we come to God to fix it. How? Through restoration.
Restoration is the key.
Yeah.
And somebody has to cry out for restoration.
Yeah.
When we see wrongs being done,
yeah,
we have to cry out for restoration. In Nehemiah chapter 5, Nehemiah saw that there was a situation where basically the people were being mistreated. Their money was being mismanaged. They were being taken advantage of financially. And he had to cry out, restore.
Yes.
The people were imprisoned financially.
Yeah.
There was a group of people who was doing some things against them for their land. They were mortgaging their land at extremely high rates to make it impossible for them to be able to keep and to maintain their possessions. So in Nehemiah chapter 5, starting at verse 11, Nehemiah says, restore now to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive groves, and their houses, also a hundredth of the money and the grain, the new wine and the oil that you have charged them. So they said, we will restore it, and we will require nothing from them. We will do as you say. Then I called the priests and required an oath from them that they would do according to his promises, to this promise. So Nehemiah had to see that there was a problem, and then he had to address the problem. He had to cry out, restore.
Yes.
He asked for the restoration. So sometimes we see stuff, but we just don't think that it's our place to do anything about it, or we think we don't have any power to do anything about it, or we just worry about ourselves and we don't worry about others. But going back to the number one scripture in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 22, there's accountability that's on the people of God.
It says,
but this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers. For plunder, and no one says, restore. So Nehemiah saw that the people were being financially plundered in their property, in their indebtment, and he cried out for restoration. And when he cried out for restoration, what happened? Restoration.
Restoration will come.
Mm-hmm.
Restoration will come when you cry for it. You have to see the need for it. You have to acknowledge why you need to cry out. And when you acknowledge that and go before God and ask God to restore those things that is lacking in your life, He will restore it. He will grant you the request of your heart. The Bible says He always grants us the desire of our heart, because the desire of my heart and the desire of your heart must line up with His desire. Let me say that again. He grant you and I the desire of our heart only because the desire of my heart, the desire of your heart, line up with His desire, which is through His word. So he who comes to God must first believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So when I'm coming, I already know that this is the will of God. I already know that this is what God desires for me. This is what God says for my life. So I come to Him asking God now to restore those things into my life.
We know. We have to know.
Yeah.
What is God's will?
Yeah.
We have to know that what His desires are for us, the good things that He has in mind for us. Because if we don't know, then we're not going to call forth for restoration in that area. If we don't know that God desires for us to be healthy, if we don't know that God desires for us to be at peace, if we don't know that God desires for us to be able to sustain our households and to be operating in overflow into our church and into our community, if we don't know these things, if we just take a false gospel, a broke Jesus gospel, and say, oh, well, we need to suffer for Christ's sake, if we have the wrong interpretation of the scriptures and we don't see the totality of the position that we have in Christ, we're going to settle for less and not cry out for restoration. So we have to know. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10, it talks about Naaman. This was a man, he had a prestigious position, but yet he was a leper. And he found out through a servant girl that there was a prophet that he could go to, he could get an answer for his physical situation. And it says in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10, and Elijah sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. So things didn't go the way Naaman thought that they should go when he encountered the prophet. He thought, surely this prophet is going to come out and wave his hand around and do something ceremonial onto me, and then I'm going to be healed. That's not what happened. He gave a direction. Elijah sent word, and he tells him, go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. So now Naaman has the information. He has the assignment of what he is to do to bring forth his restoration. So what does he have to do? He has to do it. And it was against his own opinion. It was against what he thought he should do. He thought it was below him to go and do that. A lot of times relationships will be restored if we just go apologize like God been told us to go apologize. But we think that that's beneath us. Oh, well, they harmed me. They did this to me. But we have to do, we have to move in what the direction is, the God-given direction for restoration. There's a part for us to do. We do the part that we can do, and then God does the part that we cannot do. We go and ask for forgiveness, and God mends the heart of the person so that they can give us the forgiveness.
See, if I do my part, I will get the result that I supposed to get. But I must do my part. I must do what God asks me to do. There are times I want to do what I want to do, and God must confirm it. So coming to God is not coming to God based upon what God wants me to do. I'm coming to God based upon what I want to do, and now I just want God, Diana, to confirm it. That's it. So I am. It's like I'm putting my will upon Him, but it doesn't work that way. It works only through His word, what His will. So when the devil take things out of my life that not he not supposed to touch, I need to acknowledge why, what door in my life is open that I allow the devil to come through, and then I gotta go shut the door and ask God now to restore.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12, those from among you shall build the old waste places. So there was a place that was once flourishing, but it became an old waste place. And usually that's because what Pastor just said, an open door. Us doing things that we know that we should not be doing, or handling things in a way that we know we shouldn't be. But it says now, you shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. So it doesn't matter how long things have been amiss. Once we call out restore, and we go and we begin the process of restoration, we receive the power of God, the direction of God, the insight of God, the reconciliation of God, and we go forth in those things, you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in. There we have the example of Moses in Exodus chapter 4, verse 7, and he said, put your hand in your bosom again. So he put his hand in his bosom again and drew it out of his bosom, and behold, it was restored like his other flesh. So this is now when Moses and God are in their one-on-one training there in the backside of the desert, and they're talking. And Moses is being challenged. He's being assigned to go back to a place of destruction, a place, the Egypt, where he had fled as a fugitive. So God tells him, put your hand in your bosom. So Moses does it, and it comes out leprous. So he tells him, put your hand in your bosom again. Try it again. The first time, it brought forth destruction. The first time, there was a breach. Moses tried to do things his own way, in his own power, in his own hand, in his own control. He tried to take the position in Egypt without doing it the way that God had set for him to do it. He tried to take it by force. He tried to take it by power instead of through the Spirit. So now he shows him, put your hand in your bosom again. So he put his hand in his bosom again and drew it out of his bosom, and behold, it was restored like the other flesh. So now when Moses goes back to Egypt, he's able to go with the power of restoration to restore unto the people their freedom, to lead them out of bondage. He goes with the restorative power at the command of God. So though it was first a breach, he is now the repairer,
thank
the
you
restorer
for joining us
street.
For our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.